Indeed. Welcome to it. I'm in shot number three of espresso, I think. Man, is it good. The hair on the back of my neck standing straight up. Just getting into it, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, October the 25th, 2019. And here are three big things that you need to know. Number three, energy freedom, an idea that continues to come up in Michigan. Some lawmakers say customers should have the choice, but the big energy companies call the proposals unnecessary and say they would create unregulated markets. Number two, voters, not politicians. The initiative voted in during the 2018 midterm elections, now reaching in new directions. Is it what Michigan voters bargained for, or is it something much different? And number one, big news out of Washington. As the John Durham investigation into the origins of the Russia investigation into Donald Trump is now turned into a criminal investigation. This is a big deal. This is a very big deal because Justice Department officials have changed their focus and made it an investigation of criminal activity. John Durham now has the power to subpoena witness testimony and documents, to impanel a grand jury, and more importantly, to file criminal charges. Two of the people that he really wants to speak with, John Brennan and James Clapper, and they say, no thanks. Well, of course they do. You know, the opening of the criminal investigation could raise alarms that Donald Trump is using the Justice Department to go after his perceived enemies. That, according to the New York Times, of course, it could just mean that they are investigating corruption. There is that possibility, right? But the New York Times wants to make it nefarious. The New York Times continues to try to undermine the legitimate activity of the Department of Justice to root out corruption and find out who was involved. Now, one source adding that the upcoming Inspector General's report, which, by the way, we learned yesterday is pretty well final, Michael Horowitz has told the Senate and House, and he made this clear yesterday, that the process of finalizing his report into potential Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act abuses, that's FISA court abuses, is nearly done. The lengthy draft report concerns sensitive national security and law enforcement matters. However, Horowitz put in a letter obtained by news agencies, quote, the final report will be released publicly with few redactions. The final report will be released publicly with few redactions. That is key because we can have an honest conversation after that. We can have an honest, well, I would hope. Well, maybe it's not, but I would hope we'd have an honest conversation. That'd be a good start, right? But the fact that Durham can subpoena witnesses, file charges, put together grand juries, that's a great big move forward. Now, Attorney General William Barr has reportedly told embassy officials in Italy during a recent visit that he needed a conference room to meet high-level Italian security agents where he could be sure no one was listening. A source in the Italian ministry told the Daily Beast this month that Barr and Durham were played a tape of a deposition made by Joseph Mifsud, the Maltese professor who allegedly told ex-Trump aide George Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt on Hillary. Mifsud apparently explained to investigators why people would want to harm him and that he needed police protection and safety. Papadopoulos says Mifsud was all just part of a setup against him. And again, James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence, and the former CIA director, John Brennan, all apparently of great interest to John Durham. This is a huge shift. This is a big deal because Brennan and Clapper were at the helm not only when Mifsud spoke to Papadopoulos, but also when an unverified, and let's be honest, a pretty much completely discredited dossier, the Steele dossier, put together by a former British spy, Christopher Steele, and funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee, was used to help justify a secret surveillance warrant against former Trump advisor Carter Page and maybe others in the run-up to the 2016 election. Let's go over the charges filed against Carter Page so far to date. And that's the entire list. Carter Page never charged with anything. By the way, the New York Times reporting on this Thursday, which overtly framed Durham's probe as somehow politically motivated and tainted, supported with exactly zero evidence from the New York Times, failed to mention the Steele dossier at all, which brings into question the motives and motivations of the New York Times once again. You see, the FBI apparently obscured the quite important fact that the Clinton campaign and DNC funded the discredited dossier and its warrant application, telling the secret court only that the dossier was prepared at the behest of an unidentified presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, and later the FBI told the FISA court it didn't believe Steele was the direct source, pointing to an article by Michael Isakoff for its corroboration, but we now know that Christopher Steele briefed Yahoo News and other reporters in the fall of 2016 at the direction of Fusion GPS to create this confusion, to throw people off the trail, and here we are. It's also been revealed that Steele had communications with people inside the State Department, which were then relayed to the FBI, in which Steele claimed that Russians were running technical and human operations out of Moscow, targeting the election, and the payments to those recruited came out of the Russian consulate in Miami. The problem being there is no Russian consulate in Miami, something pointed out by Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Kathleen Kavlek, emphasized in her notes and said that Steele had suggested his client was keen to get this information out before Election Day. Kavlek forwarded her notes to the FBI and government officials before the FISA warrants were issued for Carter Page. And as you know, Bob Mueller came up with nothing to substantiate other key claims of the dossier, including that the Trump campaign employed hackers in the U.S., that there was a compromising recording of the president in a hotel room, that Michael Cohen flew to Prague as part of a conspiracy with hackers. All of these things have been proven false. But nonetheless, a very predictable thing happened. Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, and other Democrats responded this way. These reports, if true, raise profound new concerns that the Department of Justice under Attorney General William Barr has lost its independence and has become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge. Wrong. What it shows is that the DOJ under Barack Obama was a weaponized department aimed at destroying Donald Trump. And when it failed, it kicked into overdrive to destroy his presidency. That's what it's going to show. Mark it down, my friends. Mark it down. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Since 1947, Wolverine Pure, it's what you want. And today you can get a free water test. And starting next week, we have a huge prize package for you. I'm just telling you now. It'll include a water treatment system and an air purification system. Pure water, clean air. A Wolverine contest coming for you next week that you are going to want to find out about and hop on board. From your friends at Wolverine, go to stevegruber.com to stay on top of all of it. We'll be right back.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. 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 That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.